Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Hey, do you like recruiting talk?
You know I do.
Because if you do, oh wait, you just said
I
you
don't
did.
Know.
Yeah, you don't have to say if.
If you're out there in radio land and you're jonesing for some recruiting talk, recruiting with Andrew Nemec is coming up in 1 hour.
I can only hope that it involves this: someone thanking Jesus, someone with a huge announcement that they've narrowed it down to their final 17 in no particular order. Mm-hmm. Hashtag blessed, right?
Always.
And then some sort of photo shoot involving some high school kid posing with a visor on and a jersey that's way too tight.
Perhaps.
Hashtag blessed. All about the Lord.
You'll have to wait to find out.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
How did you guys know that all three of those things are going to be on the show tonight?
Just a guess. I do follow Nemec, and I follow some of the other like people that do the recruiting thing. Just you try to keep up and see kind of who's going where, and that's my favorite one. You know what? It's really been tough, but I'm going to narrow this down to my final 13. What?
You know what I love?
The hell is that? There's another announcement that he's narrowed it down to his final 9?
I wonder if I can find it. But I don't know. I'd have to go scroll back through. But this was a couple of weeks ago. Nemec was on there scolding one of the kids because I think the kid... He said something about, like, Nemec, I don't know, somehow he found some sort of slight in what Nemec was saying.
Okay.
And he shot a note back at Nemec, like, you know, being, I don't know, just a punk kid.
Sure.
And Nemec put him in his place, old man style.
He gave him the
like,
business?
Hey, you know, you should really, you know, it's not going to serve you well. I should go find it. But I'd have to scroll way back through. It sounds like a lot of work, so maybe I won't.
Yeah.
But I'll try to find it. But he's like, yeah, you know, you shouldn't talk to adults like that. And, you know, I thought it was great. I was like, oh, my God, look at Nemec.
The old, you treat me as your elder.
Yeah, this isn't going to serve you well, sir, young man.
Do you want Nemec to tell the story to you?
Wait, is he in there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Can you come in here?
Yeah. What do you got?
Yeah, come in here. Andrew Nemec, ladies and gentlemen.
Shameless promotion for his show.
Let's see how fast he can move from the other studio to this one. There he is.
He can move fast because he's wearing his freeze.
He's a shoe nerd. Yeah, or what do you call him?
He's a shoe dog.
Sneakerhead.
Yeah. Hold on. We gotta turn this on.
Never effing works.
How are we not able to turn on a microphone?
What thing are you sitting in front of?
No.
The only other microphone
he's sitting
that's
in front
here.
Of a microphone.
What is happening?
Hello?
Who is winning? What is occurring?
Hello?
Hey, wait. Did that work?
Am I on?
Yeah.
I think you're on.
I think he's on.
Oh, all right.
I can't tell.
Wait. No. I don't think he is.
Mike, is he on? Go back in there.
No one.
Get out of here.
No one knows.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Go talk in there. Kick Mike off the microphone in there.
Yeah. Get out.
What the hell is going on?
I hate this
station.
How
do we have a... How do we have a radio station that we can never tell when someone's on the microphone?
All right, here he is. Andrew Nemec.
Yes.
So I sent out a tweet about... Thank you. I'm finally on the air, huh? I sent out a tweet about Westview. They've got a number of kids coming up here in the next couple of years who are going to be pretty good football players, including Darius Clemens. He's a wide receiver. He's got offers already from Michigan State and Oregon State. So I tweeted about this young nucleus they have and listed them as some guys to watch. And one of the kids who's, I believe, a freshman this year or a sophomore that maybe played JV last year, I don't know, was like, well, you don't know very much about this team if you didn't mention me in the tweet.
Ah.
And like, settle down there,
recruiting
freshman.
Recruiting slight.
Settle down, Sparky.
So I sent out a tweet that just said, this is not how you handle adults, whether it's coaches or journalists, that if you want attention, the proper way to do it is, you know, so you send out your huddle film or you at least say, hey, check out my film. Maybe next time I'd appreciate it if you'd mention me if you think I'm, you know, worthy of a mention. But definitely don't be like, this clown. And then,
oh,
you know,
he called you a clown?
Well, no, I just, that was, in essence, the tone. It was a clown tone.
True story. Wow.
And so I just, I told him that that was not the right way to handle
adults. You sure did. You chastised him in a very adult manner. It was great. And I loved it. And did he respond to that?
I heard from the coach at Westview and was told that the team dealt with the consequences of that at the end of a practice.
We're going to handle it internally.
And he deleted the tweets, and then I also
some
got...
Some teams, that means a broomstick up the butt.
A really nice apology message from him. The tweets were deleted, and we'll move on. I hope he has a great season. He's a good kid. Yeah. I'm not going to say his name because that would embarrass him, but hopefully he develops and ends up being a prospect, and we let bygones be bygones.
Nemec teaching kids valuable lessons.
Leading the young men through the murky waters of recruiting. I love that about you. That's great. And then he called him a whippersnapper.
I am fascinated that someone who's like a sophomore or freshman is livid that they didn't get mentioned in a tweet.
Get off my porch.
Yeah.
It's different times, my man. Different times.
All right, thank you. Love you.
Yeah.
Love your body.
Tune in and he'll talk about more.
Have a good show.
Boys today.
In the meantime, Mike is clearly flummoxed about the fact that this microphone doesn't work in here.
Well, we've gotten
I just texted the engineer and he goes, they're in the other room. And I went, what?
What? What does that mean?
I don't know. But the one that's in front of the microphone is completely black and not on at all.
Oh.
So I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, because we used to have like a bunch of mics in here. There was like three or four and you never knew which one, you know, someone was going to be on.
Yeah, why'd they minimize the microphone sitch?
But they're all gone now, so there's just one other microphone. So you would assume... Mike's like, hey, what microphone's he on? The only other microphone that's in the studio, but apparently that one doesn't work.
Well, what's funny is that the microphone says microphone 3, but the box says box 5. So
that sounds like Intercom Portland.
Hot box
All
talk.
Right. Hey, did you see that Nicki Minaj is retiring?
I know. That's quite sad. Not because I particularly like her music, but I'll miss her music videos.
She's older than I thought. She was born in 1982.
Okay, so she is what? 30.
That makes her 37?
Yeah, turn 37
36 this year. Right now, but she'll turn 37 in December.
Yeah. My special lady friend is a big Nicki Minaj fan, and so I've listened to some of her stuff, and it's not
bad.
She's
good?
There's a song or two that I enjoy, but the music videos are out of this world. It's the best thing going on YouTube right now.
Why? What do you mean?
You need to just go look.
I don't know anything about her.
Go on YouTube.
Other than...
And look up Nicki Minaj Anaconda. And then just watch for the next 3.5 minutes, and then you can say you're welcome.
All right.
They're fantastic. So I've become a big fan of her work. Not necessarily her music, but her overall body of work, I'm a big fan of.
I'm more into Lizzo.
Megan Thee Stallion?
I love her.
Do you?
Love her.
Yeah.
That song, Truth Hurts, is a jam.
But I actually do. I believe it or not, I do. I have a couple Nicki Minaj on the old phone.
So she's retiring. Do you know how much she's worth?
A gajillion. She's made a bunch. I think she might be the most successful rapper going right now. She is a huge deal.
$85 million, it says here.
And I think Rihanna is kind of retired as well. I don't think she's doing anything anymore. And she's worth more than that. She's got like all these cosmetic lines and stuff. Yeah, I saw Nicki was walking away. I think she's just said she wants to raise a family.
Yeah, she's getting ready to get married. Oh, yeah, Anaconda. Boy.
Yeah.
What the hell?
The whole thing's like that, and it gets better as it goes on. It just, it's fantastic.
Sometimes the formula is simple, Jace.
Yes. Yes, it is. Because my special lady friend is a fan of the hippity hop and the rap. I myself...
Now, why don't you ever call her your girlfriend?
Because it's way funner to call the special lady friend.
Okay, because your girlfriend's not quite as special, so...
Yeah. Yeah. I would think that special...
Like, how do you have side pieces when you're not married? So you gotta...
I would think special lady friend is better than girlfriend.
Yeah, that's
is
what I mean.
Not? Yeah.
That's what I mean. She's the number one, but I'm saying your other girlfriends...
Yeah.
...are only called girlfriends.
Yeah, it's just girlfriends.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Side
action. I see what you're doing.
Yeah. You know, it's all about hierarchy. You gotta rank them. Then they can battle it out for who's one, who's two. It's a sliding scale, really. It's like the power rankings.
Competition makes everyone better.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, you know what? You're really sliding down. You screwed up dinner the other night. I'm going to move you down to number three. It's like, what do they call that in soccer, Mike? What do they do that where you go up and down?
Let's go to soccer, Mike.
Oh, promotion relegation.
Yeah, there you go. I've decided to adopt that into my...
You're going to relegate your girlfriend.
Yes. Just brought that into
demote
my...
Demote her a little bit.
Yeah.
Get her some more ABs.
Yeah. Yeah, send it down to AAA.
See if she can come up more seasoned.
Got to work on it a little bit. But she is a fan of the rap music and the hippity hop.
Mm-hmm.
I, not so much. And this,
you know.
And this is the power of her. She's become quite the formidable foe. Because in the car, there's often a battle for the radio or the phone situation. Who's going to play the music? Not a huge fan of a lot of what I like. I'm not a huge fan of a lot of what she likes. But there's some middle ground there that we can find, always. But what she has started to do is I'll come home, and I'll just be sitting on the couch, and what does she do? She fires up music videos. You know, there's, like, music channels, like, on Comcast. You can just go and, like, you can, like, bring up artists. You can say, like, hip-hop music videos. And she has now won me over into hip-hop, not with the music, but with the videos. Because the videos are outstanding. Because basically it's all the same thing. That Nicki Minaj Anaconda video, that's every like rap and hip hop video going right now. And I'll sit there on the couch and I don't even need to listen to it. I just watch it and it's great entertainment. And then eventually some of it seeps into my head. And then before you know it, you start humming a tune or two. And then boom, all of a sudden she's like turns it on in the car. And I'm like, oh yeah, I know this one. It's not so bad. So I've been won over.
That's an upset.
It is. I mean, look.
Look at you.
Yeah, I know. Nothing says hip-hop like me. But still, I can appreciate the art form that Nicki brings to the table.
How's your depth chart looking?
Oh, you know, we're strong in the front. You know, but the back end, like anything else, could use some depth.
Need to build some depth.
could build up some depth, you know. But we feel good about the starter. You know, but Tim Boyle's our backup right now. It's rough. But you know what? We're grateful that we got an Aaron Rodgers. Not everyone has a franchise quarterback.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, well, could be worse. You know, you could be the Indianapolis Colts, and your starter retires on you.
That's right.
And then you're left with Jacoby Brissett and Brian Hoyer.
You realize you've gained a little weight.
Yeah.
Maybe can't pull the way you used to. A few grays coming in. Like, God damn it. I don't have a very good starter anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, Nicki Minaj, rest in peace. Coming up next, let's talk Wyoming. This is The Club on The Fan.
Nation, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
Double Sun Power!
I'd like to discuss the state of Wyoming and the state of the state of Wyoming.
I spent a handful of nights in the somewhat great state of Wyoming. I've been to Gray Bowl, Cheyenne, Laramie,
what's the best thing about Wyoming?
Jackson Hole, probably. But yeah. It's getting really...
My wife loves it there.
It's getting pretty hoity-toity.
Yeah.
It's getting a bit much. But the Cheyenne Frontier Days, I mean, that's pretty cool. It's a big rodeo that they have during the summertime, and... I mean, if you like that, if you like rodeo and just kind of the spectacle of all that, it's a pretty cool one.
Well,
in general, Wyoming, if you never go there, you're doing okay.
This is a story that I saw that I hated. And it made me wonder what people are like in Wyoming.
Okay.
And Montana, this happens in Montana as well. 275,000 people have signed a petition asking elected officials to criminalize coyote whacking. Have you heard of coyote whacking?
I'm assuming it's just the mass killing of nuisance coyotes. Am I correct?
No. Well, no. I mean, no. Sort of.
Because I do know there's people that just go out and
yes, no.
It, for fun, and then because it kills livestock and animals or whatever, they just go and slaughter coyotes.
Well, that's partially right, but it's how they do it that has animal rights activists up in arms.
Okay.
And so here's what it is. They basically chase coyotes down on snowmobiles until they're exhausted and defenseless. Then they run them over with the snowmobile.
Yeah.
And what's more eye-opening
this is awful.
Still is that people... There are people there that consider this a sport. They then scoop up the lifeless coyotes by their tails and
bash them,
finish them off with
bats or clubs,
side of the snowmobile.
Oh my God!
Yeah, this is a thing. It's a sport.
Yeah, that's I don't know.
And then they'll post videos. You know,
oh
they post videos
God.
Of
are
their
serious?
Kill. Yeah,
this is not like on YouTube or
it's
whatever.
It's a thing. Yeah, just says smiling videos of their coyote kill on social media sites. Now, here's the worst part. Wyoming lawmakers had a chance last month to abolish the practice that has been called brutal and inhumane, but they let it pass without so much as reading a Jackson State Representative's bill or scheduling debate on it. Yeah, and that's, people are pissed out there in Wyoming.
That's just pathetic. Let me just say this. I'm not against hunting, right? I'm not against any of that. I am against trophy hunting. Basically because this, if you're killing something because that's what gets you off, you got something wrong with you, man. I mean, that's a screw loose. Like, if you're someone that goes out there, I have a lot of respect. I mean, hunting, and there's a lot that goes into that, and most people there that are hunters, they're conservationists, and there's respect for the animal, and, you know, it's more humane than getting your meat from a butcher counter or whatever. But that's not all you're doing there is you're just killing and you're not just killing, you're torturing something because you think that's fun. That's effed up, man.
Coyotes are predators under Wyoming law, and it's legal for unlicensed hunters to hunt them year round. That's true of raccoons, foxes, porcupines, and skunks. You still have to abide by other laws, such as fulfilling hunter safety requirements, and they can't hunt from the road or use artificial light. But other than that, it's open season on coyotes out there.
You just run them down.
Yep, and that's what they do. Predators, so the predator killing contests aren't uncommon. As a matter of fact, they're actually legal everywhere in the United States with the exception of California.
Yeah.
But most of the time, that is coyotes, and it's usually they shoot them.
Yeah, you just shoot them.
Yeah.
But at least it's, I mean, they're viewed as a nuisance animal and there's plenty of them. I mean, I get all that. But again, that's what you're doing on a snowmobile isn't just getting rid of a coyote. This isn't a case of you want to kill a coyote so that it doesn't come and kill your livestock. This is that you get aroused by torturing something that's totally defenseless. That's pathetic.
Well, then you got the politicians who won't do anything about it because they're pandering to their, local yokel slackjawed dumbass constituents.
And I get that in states like that, in Montana, Wyoming, it's a different lifestyle and it's rural, and I get all that, but you can't convince me that torturing and killing something for fun is part of country life. That somehow that's that's just the way we do things here. You're a freaking serial killer wannabe.
Here's another Wyoming story for you. You ready for this?
Yeah.
So coyote whacking is the first story. The second story is that Wyoming cops are warning Coloradans to keep their marijuana out of their state.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So you said Cheyenne Frontier Days?
Yeah.
A lot of Coloradans go to that.
Sure. It's a big deal. People come from all over, and it's a big Native American celebration. There's a big rodeo. And
they don't want their weed.
I would think that that's exactly what you want during Cheyenne Frontier Days. That and mushrooms, just saying.
Illegal there.
So they're just I don't know. They're just putting signs. No. they're gonna crack.
Enforcing. No, they're watching for the drugs, man.
Yeah,
they're treating it like the Mexican border.
Look, let's just be honest. Not all parts of the country are as enlightened as others. But that snowmobile story, man, that's really bothering me.
That really, really is not sitting well with me.
Yeah, you same way. It's just I'm having a hard time getting my mind off of that.
I feel kind of like queasy thinking about it.
All right. Well, I'll give you another animal story.
Is there one that's...
Is it
no,
better?
It's way better, yeah.
It's a little better than that?
Is it about a dog saving a girl from a well?
Well, what? someone brings up an interesting point, right? Like, if a kid goes and kills and tortures an animal, we view that as you're deeply disturbed, right? Like, that's... Yeah, it's serial killer behavior. It's honestly, like, one of the big, like, warning signs. But if you as an adult, you're like, I just like killing stuff. We're like, oh, well, that's just... part of his culture. That's just fun. Oh man, that's absolutely bizarre.
So from National Geographic, have you heard the story about the brown bear and the gray wolf that became buds?
No.
And started hunting together?
No, but I need that.
Yeah, how does that happen?
Well, it's part of the animal uprising, and we've talked about it. That's how it happens.
It's the only explanation.
Yes.
Because we think, you know, there's like this pecking order, and, you know, like they have their own packs, and it's
yeah,
like...
Yeah, this isn't like, Yogi Bear. Bears and wolves don't get along.
Exactly. Right.
The Laugh Olympics? Come on.
Yes. This is a little bit older, but there are pictures on the Daily Mail website. But this woman writes, very rarely do we catch wild animals behaving in unsuspected ways, mostly because we aren't usually traipsing around in the wilderness with a camera. Fortunately, photographer I don't know how to pronounce her last name, was doing just that. This was in northern Finland when two young hunters, a brown bear and a gray wolf, crossed species lines and became companions. For at least 10 days, they were spotted sharing food and hanging around together. The wolf was even accepted by other bears in the area.
Dude, I'm looking at this, looking at some of these photos. This is amazing.
We tend to think nature follows very strict rules. Predators are usually solitary. They hunt for themselves, and in some animals, their families. That's just evolutionarily logical. Food equals survival. But sometimes, even in nature, the obvious rules don't apply.
Yeah, I'm seeing here that some people are speculating, some scientists, that maybe they were both... abandoned when they were young and didn't really know how to survive, and so they kind of paired together that way.
They don't know. It's never clear.
Is it possible?
Because you can't talk to them.
No.
Because they don't talk. I mean, sometimes
can they write it out? Like a little sign? No. A little sign language
thing? Pause, dude. No. But sometimes they
put the pen in the mouth.
They'll have handlers that will accept. Occasionally they'll accept an interview request, but most of the time they don't talk.
Dude, some of these photos though are amazing.
I know, isn't that crazy?
What if that happens on a regular basis and we're not around to see it? I don't know. Like, how much of all the wildlife interaction, how much do we really get to see? Who knows what other kind of parents? If the Lion King has taught me anything, it's that all the animals do get along with one another.
Yeah, and what if, like, there's some gators palling around with, you know, like sheep or something?
Yeah, they're just like, hey,
the sheep are swimming around.
Yeah, it's like, hey, it's like, all
wait,
good.
I should eat you, but you're pretty cool.
I don't mind. Party. That is, you know what, that lifted me up a little bit. After the coyote whacking story, I needed a feel-good story, and the bear and the wolf hanging out, because I don't know about you, but anytime you, like, are on Instagram or you're scrolling through social media and you see, like, animals befriending one another, it just warms your heart. You see, like, the dog and the cat, or there's, like, a duck and a cat, and they're hanging out. I don't know what it is about interspecies friendship, but it just makes you feel good to see...
Yeah.
To see random things
hanging
out.
It does. And those pictures are pretty cool.
Yeah. That's why I want to get like a goat or something to hang out with. I have two bulldogs, and I feel like my bulldogs would be a lot cooler if they hung out with something else.
Like a skunk or something?
Well, I don't want a skunk, so then that'd be spraying. But I was thinking, again, like a pig or maybe a cool goat. Like, I got two.
What about a raccoon?
Yeah, that's right up my alley. Except I found out that raccoons are illegal in Vancouver. I want nothing more than a raccoon, and I want the raccoon to ride my bulldogs. It'd be the greatest thing ever.
Did I mention too that the bear and the wolf shared dinner? Like they both ate off the same plate?
If bears and wolves can get along, why the hell can't the rest of us?
It's true. All right, we have to break.
Yeah, Mike yelled at us. He was very aggressive there. It's because he's wearing his death metal shirt today.
No, it's because there's only a minute left in the music bed. So
he finally got through to us.
Making sure.
I feel like he's being forceful now, and it's working.
But aren't we on time?
I'm scared.
Look.
We are on time.
But the music bed's running out, so I have to warn you.
All right. Coming up next.
Something cool.
Is it possible to live without money?
You piqued my interest.
This might work.
Here is Mike with sports. All right, this is our final segment until another Sukanic comes on these airwaves.
Yes.
Two of them at once.
A Sukanic sandwich, if you will.
Tune in to find out what that sounds like.
Will it be the long-lost Dave Sukanic?
We should have your sister on one of these nights. There is a sister Sukanic.
I don't think she would ever do that.
Ever?
No. I'm trying to think of a scenario that she'd be willing to come on, and I'm...
Now, would she
I
be...
I can't think of it.
Would she be just like you guys, only female?
No. No. She's a more timid, shy creature, if you will. Yeah, she's not... I think it was tough growing up in that household. I'll just say that.
You've scarred her for life.
I feel like, yeah. Not just me, but John as well. John was not the best older brother in the entire world.
Oh, he's pinning it on John, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to put the vast majority of blame on John. He set the tone, if you will. So, let's go with that.
All right. Have you ever wondered...
No, maybe.
If you could get through life without money?
Have you ever been to a Turkish prison?
You ever seen a grown man naked? Have I ever thought, could I get by without money? Yeah, I've pondered that.
What that would be like?
A scenario in which you had to live off the land. It seems terrible.
It wouldn't be easy.
No. Now, I've told this story a couple times, but my grandfather, who passed away, Grandpa Brown, my stepdad's father, he grew up in rural Utah, and they did not have money. The dad did not have a job, nor did the mom. He was a butcher by trade, and they raised vegetables, and he had some cattle, and he would slaughter it, and then he would trade butchering services for kind of what they needed. So they had a community.
So they really had no, like...
No.
You say no money. They were very, very poor. They just did not deal with money.
They did not. So I was talking to my grandmother once about Newell. His name was... That's all you need to know is that his name was Newell and his brother was Nad.
How did he get his cigarettes?
They didn't smoke. And they were just country folk. I think early 1900s, right? Utah. Middle of nowhere, Utah.
Yeah.
And the story goes, according to my grandmother, that the first time that my grandfather, Newell, saw money is when he won the Healthiest Boy in Utah contest. And I think it was like a $5 prize. And he wasn't certain, like when he won it, it was a big deal. His parents wanted him to win the money. And he didn't, when they handed him the $5 bill, he didn't know what it was because he had never seen money before. They did not have money. The house they lived in was a home that was built by his father, his own two hands. So there was, and it was, and by the way, that thing is still standing to this day. It's a real piece of crap, but they...
it was pretty well built.
Well, it is, but it
built from the land?
Built from the land. Like, they think like dirt floor cabin. So they would always call it the ranch. It was in like Richfield, Utah. It's like, hey, we're going to go to the ranch. And I always heard about that growing up. And then when I went to school in Utah, I got to go see the ranch. And in my mind, I was thinking this cool, like, hand-built, like, farm with a barn and all that. No. No, no, no. The most depressing building you've ever seen in your entire life. And that was where Newell grew up. So, yes, I am well aware that there were people not that long ago, just a couple generations, that lived without money.
Well, yeah, but nowadays, imagine living without money.
Yeah, you got to go off the grid.
Do you? Well, you don't have to.
Well,
you can just be a mooch.
Well, yeah, like live off the system, right? Like welfare and all that. But
no. You can't have... No, that's money. You cannot deal in money at all.
Okay.
So you can't... It's not like you have no money. It's that you do not operate under any circumstances with money. If you go do something, you don't pay for it. You don't get handouts from someone. unless you just get like, I mean, you just get to crash on their couch.
Huh.
Right? So you would just, like for me, you would just have to be a giant mooch in order to live without money. But I saw a recent article that was sort of profiling people in the world today who are trying to live without money.
Why? That seems like just a terrible existence.
I'll read you a few of these. Okay, there's several of them. I'll just pick out a few. Daniel Suelo. His inspiration for going moneyless came from a chance encounter with the Dalai Lama in India, who recommended that everybody go back to where they were planted instead of trying to find greener grass on the other side of the fence.
Is it wrong that already I find this douche insufferable?
Suelo took his advice, returned to America, and moved into the wild. Although he occasionally accepts lodging from strangers and house sits, he doesn't take welfare, food stamps, or any kind of government assistance. So he's not really... See, like, it's harder than you that would be hard. It's even harder than that.
Yeah, I don't... It just doesn't seem plausible to me. And like I said, to me, if you're doing it, I think you're a certain kind of pretentious a-hole.
Here's Hyde Mary Schwermer.
The Dalai Lama told me to go back to where I was planted. Get a job.
After a career as a teacher and then a psychotherapist, mother of two and grandmother of three, German Hyde Mary Schwermer gave up her job to live without money. She had long been fascinated by the idea of living without money and first founded an exchange circle, Give and Take Central, in 1994, helping people exchange goods and services. The more she bartered, the less money she needed, which prompted her to try living without money for 1 year, which she succeeded.
Okay, and so that's kind of what my grandfather, I guess would have been my great-grandfather, that's what he did. He bartered for everything. Like, meat was a commodity, and so he was able to trade, and he never had to deal in money. So that, I think that's, that is living without money, but
she sold her apartment and everything in it. She gave away her retirement, and that one-year experiment lasted 2 decades. She said once she got a taste of that, she didn't want to go back to her old life. She gave away her pension. She relied instead on what she found. And what people gave her. She would move from place to place giving lectures. The only payment she would accept for her speaking engagements was enough to cover her train fare.
Oh.
So you pay for her to speak, she'll come speak.
Yeah. 237 space bucks, lunch, gas, and tolls.
There's a documentary called Living Without Money tells her story.
See, and I don't know, maybe I'm completely wrong, but that just sounds like a miserable, miserable existence. Because it's not about money. But money allows me to do cool things. And I like doing cool things. I like going to concerts. I like being able to rent a jet ski and go around on it.
Well, you can do those things, but you have to be given them. Right? Like, you can do anything you want.
Sure.
You just can't pay for it.
Yeah, and then you're a giant mooch. And there's nothing good about being a mooch. Right? Nothing.
I'm a really independent person.
Yes.
And it would be really hard for me to do this because I can't mooch like that.
You would be the most annoying person in the world.
I'd be more like the recluse who would just go into the woods and try to, which I would fail miserably, but you know what I mean. Like, just try to live that way.
Living off the land is way harder. Like, there's...
Totally.
It's like that idiot, the guy from Into the Wild, right? That, I forget what his name is, but he died in the bus up in the Alaska wilderness. That jackass who had
the guy who tried to live with wolves, or that's a different guy?
No, it's a different guy. He just decided that he was going to, like, he was punting on society and he wanted to go to Alaska and he tried to live off the land. And, well, he died in a bus. And multiple people keep dying in that stupid bus because they view him as some sort of folk hero. And so they go out to Alaska to try to recreate his journey and they meet the same end. They die too. Like, living off the land in Alaska or Montana or Wyoming, truly away from society, that is such a hard thing to do. And we got a bunch of the idiots that's like, well, I watched a Bear Grylls episode once and I worked at REI, so I'm going to go live off the grid. Yeah, good luck with that.
Well, I think it would be more of a thing if a bunch of people did it together.
Sure.
Because that was, that is possible. You can start a community where... you just all contribute something. You don't need... I mean, you could technically just do your own thing and, exchange all your goods and services, and that's how your town runs. right? That happens in, this is off the coast of British Columbia, Canada. It's called Lesketi Island.
Yeah.
If I'm pronouncing that correctly. But they are connected, they are not connected to the provincial power grid. Residents create their own energy from solar, wind, or hydro, or they just go without it, and they spend their days working by chopping firewood, tending their gardens, and maintaining the water and water systems. And they just, that's how they live. They're all, there's like 400 of them out there.
Live to work, not work to live, that whole.
And they all take care of each other. And,
I guess.
You know.
I mean, different strokes, different folks. If that's what you're into, those people have a great life. To me, that just sounds utterly miserable.
There's no grocery store out there. There's no sanitation services. There's no garbage or sewage. There's a free store where they have things where the residents put things in the free store, things that they make or things that they don't need.
Sure.
And they put them in there, and you can go into the free store and just take what you need or what you want. They also have a recycling center and an elementary school that runs on solar power.
So it's like a commune, right?
I mean, organic farms, and they have a restaurant that serves it's like a bakery.
The other thing about that, too, and I get that there's, I mean, I guess I can understand the allure of that, right? The real sense of community, and that's important. And, you know, maybe you enjoy what you do. But also, too, aren't you, at that, you're locked in. That is your life forever. You are going to be in that community. There's this wonderful place called Earth with all kinds of great cultures and these wonderful things to see. Unfortunately, you know, you got to take an airplane to get there, or it's just, I don't know, that idea of like that is your life, that little community. God, what good is a life if you just stay in one spot the entire time?
Then you just freeload. You could just freeload.
Yeah. Oh, and there are people that do that. Like, you meet them when you travel. There's people that are just, they travel around and it's just that, right? They don't have a job or whatever, and they just, you know, they stay at hostels or sleep on people's couches and they just bum around. And I'm with you on that. I could never be that kind of mooch. I would feel totally worthless.
Well, people are trying it. They've written books about it, but it's not easy.
Yeah, again.
Living without money.
Sounds terrible. I like money. Not everything, but because money doesn't buy you happiness, but it buys you cool experiences and things that can bring you happiness. So there's that.
All right. We'll find out if John agrees with that. Coming up next.
I guarantee John agrees with that. John would be the last person on Earth that I think would go join one of those things.
next on The Fan.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan. And everybody
knew you did. All right, recruiting with Andrew Nemec is next. The Bears and Packers go into the half with Green Bay up 7-3 in a barn burner. Here's John. Hello.
Yeah, I'm playing Aaron Rodgers as my quarterback. He hasn't done anything yet, so I'm a little nervous at the halfway point of this one.
He's got a touchdown. I think points are going to be hard to come by in this contest.
Yes, it's a defensive struggle. Although, is the game on where you guys just see the little, he just threw a Hail Mary?
Yeah, and it came up a little bit short.
Yeah, but his little stat, they said on Hail Mary passes of more than 60 yards since 2005, he's 2-for-3, and the rest of the NFL is 0-for-11.
Really?
Well, the one he had against Arizona, we saw that when they were showing highlights. I'm like, that's the most amazing throw. He threw that thing 65 yards, rolling the wrong way off his back foot.
Yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, they had a little stat, I guess. You know, 60-yard Hail Marys, he's 2-for-3 since 2005. Nobody else has completed one. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, he threw this one up, and it landed, like, on the one, and then afterwards you could see him up there, like, doing the, it was all right. Didn't get everything on it.
Right. So.
But that Bears defense is salty.
Yeah. And did you guys see the beginning of the game where they walked out the 85 Bears? That was pretty cool.
No.
No, we didn't see that.
We're doing a show here, John.
Yeah, we're in the middle of something.
Yeah, but it's not like you guys don't watch TV during the show sometimes. I'm grateful you're both in the studio right now. Rob, you could probably be wandering down the hallway somewhere.
That's a valid point.
Decent point.
Although at this point in the segment, he would have been back by now.
Well, are we sure we can say that? He's been gone for a while sometimes.
Hey, what channel's the game on?
I don't know.
NBC?
Anybody?
708.
NBC.
Yeah. NBC.
Okay.
Okay. I've got a real dilemma. Okay, so here, let me paint the scenario for you guys, and you tell me what you would do.
Okay.
I have a sports dilemma.
You consider drugs.
Yes.
You do drugs, Danny?
Every day.
Okay, so get this.
People love cocaine.
Longtime DirecTV subscriber, right? I got the Sunday ticket.
Yes.
Love the NFL. We sold our house and are moving to our first house, which we never sold, but we're going to remodel it. Therefore, we are not in it until probably Christmas time. Okay, so we have to live in a temporary housing situation for basically the football season.
A shanty, if you will.
It's a tent. We're living without money. No, we're going to stay in an Airbnb. So we are in that Airbnb for several months. So we've settled in there somewhat. And I'm checking the cable situation. Finally had a chance to mess around with that last night.
Yeah.
And it's basic cable and a Roku stick. That's all it is. So I'm like, S. I call DirecTV. And I suspended my DirecTV service. You can just put it on hold.
Sure.
You don't pay for it. And I'll start it up when we get into our house that we remodel, right?
I'm with you.
So I call DirecTV and I say, well, can I just get it back and...
At the rental.
Well, it can't do it at the Airbnb because there's no dish.
Oh.
So I want to just do it online, right? Like, I can just watch it on my iPad or my wife's computer or something like that, right?
Okay.
And they're like, well, no, you can't have your service because if the satellite that is connected to your service is being used by the people who moved into our house that we sold, you can't do that.
Hmm.
So now what do I do? This is my dilemma. What do I need to watch? Sports.
What if you can't you just move your account to the home that you're going to move into in a couple of months
and then just stream it?
I could ask her about that.
I didn't ask her about that.
Cuz do you have a dish at that one? Because if not, you could just have
what
you could just have one installed.
We could just install it and then just
cuz eventually you'll be there.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
That's probably the way to go.
I'm thinking more of the cut the cord type stuff, like YouTube TV or I know they have
that stuff. Scares and frightens me,
like all that kind of like PlayStation View. Somebody told me about PlayStation View once. Yeah. Am I going to be able to watch enough sports on those if I get those?
No, and the threat of not being able to is enough to keep me from trying.
Yes, I am terrified of like cutting the cord. I know people do it and like they love it. I will be the last person on earth to do that simply because it seems scary and inconvenient.
Well, I kind of want to try it because I'm being forced to now, it seems.
Yeah.
And I want to see what it's like. Already, I hate it. But perhaps somebody can give me some advice on how to make it worthwhile that when we do move into our newer place,
then you'll make a decision.
Then I'll be like, oh, well, it is actually easier, and here's what I'll do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But doesn't that answer your question already? You already hate not having it.
Well, I just don't know. We have a Roku stick in there, and I have a Roku stick packed away somewhere, so I can put that on there.
I don't even know what that is.
It's just a HDMI stick. You throw it in there, and then you can access your Netflix and whatever else you have on there, Hulu or Amazon Prime or whatever.
Okay.
It's kind of like Apple TVs. We have Apple TV too. I guess I could throw that on there, but how do I get? I want to watch, like tonight, I can watch NBC because it's on basic cable. But, you know, I'm going to need some ESPN games. I'm going to need some FS1 games. I'm going to need the NFL. How do you get it all without subscribing to overpriced cable packages? That's the question.
Yeah. I don't know that you can, which is why you have to subscribe to overpriced cable packages. It's one of the, if somebody would have figured this out by now, wouldn't we know it? Like, is somebody violating the bro code by knowing how to do that and not telling everybody? I think we would know this by now.
Well, I've heard, we've talked about this before, and people always chime in and say, hey, you got to do this, you got to do that, but no one ever has a clear...
Well, there's a lot of different options.
Exactly, and I don't know. It's a new frontier, and I just... I like being able to sit down and knowing that when I hit the button, my cable turns on and it's on my TV and everything's right there. It's like I've got Hulu and Amazon TV and Netflix. It's all right there. I just speak it into a remote and it happens.
Yes.
And it's easy and I like it that way.
Yes, it's one thing, right? You just have to do one thing. Until the other team has their options down to one thing, I'm not switching teams.
Yeah. I'm with John on this one.
Yeah, because if they're
you're not helping even much.
If you can do it, Rob, it's like seven things you're going to have to do.
That's true.
And who wants to do seven things when you can just do one thing?
I don't know. I was looking into AT&T Now, which is DirecTV Now. It's basically the same thing. It's, you know, AT&T bought it.
Sure.
And they have one that's $50 a month, and you get like ESPN, FS1, you get all these channels, and then you get HBO with it too. I could do that, and I could just pop that through the Roku. But is that better than PlayStation View? Is that better than Sling?
Yeah, here's the thing. I know you, and you'll explore this, and you know what you'll end up doing? You'll end up re-signing up for DirecTV.
I probably will.
You'll come crawling back.
That's the reason why I put it on hold. I didn't cancel it. I knew that, hey, it may just be easier to eventually just go back to paying $8,000 a month for DirecTV. But I don't know. I don't know, man.
When I moved, I went from DirecTV because when I moved into a rental home, I couldn't have DirecTV, and I went to Comcast, and I haven't been back. I will be the last person on Earth to ever cut the cord.
But you gotta think too. Look, here's the thing, and Sook, you and I are different because we host a sports radio show. We have to consume these the sports. So we're a little bit harder, I think, to please in this regard, right? Whereas some people can sacrifice some things for YouTube TV or this or that. We can't sacrifice any sports,
no.
Particularly the NFL.
Yeah. It's all there in one convenient location, and I'm doing the old man. That's the way it was, and we liked it. We loved it, and we kept on doing it.
Well, you're the last person to switch. I'm second to last. I'm right there with you.
I'm getting some good, all you folks that are texting in options, I'm getting some good ones and I'm jotting them down. And I might, that guy Mike in Beaverton who wants me to text him, I just might.
Someone said,
oh boy.
Sook is the Jeff Fisher of cord cutting. Yes, I am. I will be the Jeff Fisher. I will be some 7 to 9 BS. It'll be 30 years from now and I'll be the last guy with cable. And I'll be like, I'm not giving it up. I'm going to hold on to it.
I like that Rob's going to meet some guy in an alley in Beaverton.
Hey, if he's got the answer, I'm going to do it.
Good luck with that.
All right. Have a good night. Coming up next, it's Recruiting with Andrew Nemec. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red chips of Spain. Red chips of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.